things they could not be.
You're in Duck's House, and I'm your host, Duck Landis. We're going to be listening to some blues and old-time music. Right now we're listening to Nettie Porter, Blind Man Blues, Take One.
He said that blind men might as well be dead. So they all joined right in and sang those blind men. I ain't gonna settle down. Doggone my soul, Lord, 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 ain't gonna marry, ain't gonna settle down. I'm gonna stay right here and swing these women round. My gal's got feet like a birdlight on the sea, dogs on my soul. Lord, 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 gals got teeth like a searchlight on the sea. And every time she smiles, she throws that light on me. When you think your loving gal is true, dog on my soul, naughty, naughty. When you think your loving gal is true, she's yours, she's mine, she's somebody else's too.
I was looking at one of the newly announced 1949 cars. As the salesman pointed out the air conditioner and the front seat that drops back to make a bed, I couldn't help thinking it's the trend of really modern products to do more than is primarily expected of them. Just as Signal Premium compounded motor oil does so much more than just lubricate. Of course, Signal Premium has 100% pure paraffin base, the finest money can buy. But in addition, Signal Premium oil contains scientific compounds that go to work inside your motor, doing jobs that regular oil alone can never do. One compound, for instance, washes out accumulated carbon gum and varnish. Another compound guards expensive bearings from corrosion. And still other compounds keep the oil from thinning and prevent excessive foaming. No wonder Signal Premium is the oil that guarantees a sweeter running motor. So next time you change oil, have your Signal dealer put in the modern type Signal oil that does so much more than just lubricate. Signal Premium Compounded Motor Oil.
You all join in with me and sing this good old familiar hymn. I've been buked and I've been scorned. 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 I've been talked about sure to bond. Brother Jones, will you please lead us in a word of prayer?
Oh, Lord, I've been down on my double deuces till we do wicked jive to the
wicked.
Yes? Lord, did you cop?
I copped, brother.
Sisters and brothers, my subject will be tonight that heavenly airplane.
Amen.
Oh, brothers and sisters, one of these nights about 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
This old world is blind to steel and rock.
Come on,
tremble, cry in pain, and the Lord will come in his aeroplane. You talk about you wild riders in your automobile.
Lord,
your kid men and peak me of lightning speed on your motor wheel. We will break all records as up we fly in that heavenly airplane. Joy ride through the sky. Get your ticket for this airplane ride. For Jesus Christ is coming. to reign, take us up to glory in that heavenly airplane.
There
will be no punches, no muddy roads, no broken axles from overload, no spark plugs to cause delay when we ride in that heavenly airplane on a judgment day. Now, just furnace of light, both bright and clear, a vessel of oil to run the machine. And when our journey is done, we load sit down at the marriage feast, and we'll be playing our voices with ransom song and praise the years as the days roll on. If you get your ticket and honor your pride, brothers and sisters, this year Lindbergh has won a world fame riding in an airplane. But it ain't going to be nothing like this, going to take us up to heaven. Oh, brothers and sisters, here tonight, I warn you, here, your joy riding in automobiles with your kid, Dell, and pig meat, white fuel and gin. This year, evil has caused trouble since the time of old Eve has laid down. This year, sin and go to work for the Lord and earn your ticket to the heavenly airplane. Right. Amen.
That was John Bird and Washboard Walter, the heavenly airplane. Now we're going to listen to Big Joe Williams, Stepfather Blues.
When I was a little boy, baby, by 16 ain't get hurt. I had a mean stepfather, Lord, he didn't want me to eat her back. I got a mean stepfather now. No, you got a one, two. I got a mean stepfather, and I know you have one, too. And my mother been gone, nothing in the world that he would do. Well, my mother, she gone, and I hope she gonna stay. Well, my mother, she gone, ooh, Lord, and I hope she gonna stay. I have missed a father, he done drove me away. When I was a little boy, Lord, my stepfather didn't lie me around. When I was a little boy, my stepfather didn't lie me around. He done no good weed, mama, the car won't mow him down. Well, hold your leaving this morning, my face is full of frown. Well, I'm leaving this morning, face is full of frown. I got a mean stepfather, my dear mother, she don't lie me round. That's all right, maybe home someday. Lord, Lord, mama, maybe home someday. My mean stepfather, why give me a place to live? I'm a little boy, don't cry no night long. Lord, I'm a little boy, I'm crying the whole night long. My stepfather, well, he done me wrong. If I be dog, mama, I leave my happy home. For I be dog now, baby, I leave my happy home. He done no good with me.
The first prize offered by the makers of Palmolive soap in their big, exciting 49 Gold Rush contest. Second prize, $4,900. And there are 4,949 other cash prizes. What a chance to win! $100,000 in cash prizes, and it's easy to enter. Simply finish this sentence, I like Palmolive soap because, in 25 words or less. That's all. Just 25 words or less to finish the sentence, I like Palmolive soap because. Then mail your entry right away with a Palmolive soap wrapper. Easy, isn't it? And remember, thousands will strike it rich in this big 49 Gold Rush contest.
Enter as often as you like. Get entry blanks and complete rules from your dealer, or send your entries on plain paper with your name and address and dealer's name and address, plus one Palmolive wrapper for each entry. Mail to Gold Rush Contest, Box 49, New York 8, New York. You better write that down. Gold Rush Contest, Box 49, New York 8, New York. Get Palmolive soap right away to help win a lovelier complexion and try for your share of the $100,000 in cash prizes.
Break of day, I said, hey, hey, just about the break of day. Well, along come the dirty man, try to steal an old man away. Well, you know that curbstone was my pillow, mama. Cold Street was my bed. I said, hey, hey, Cold Street was my bed. Well, you know I didn't have little mammy just to hold my worried head. Well, now I think I am. Baby called my name. I said, hey, hey, my baby called my name. Well, she didn't call so loud, but she called so nice and plain. Please come back to me, mama. I'm blue long as I can be.
Just heard Buddy Moss doing Amy. Next, we're going to listen to the Edison Quartet. I could say it if I try hard enough. Edison Quartet from 1901, doing a medley of plantation songs.
Talking.
As always in Duck's House, the pops and crackle were brought to you at no additional charge. You're in Duck's House, and we're coming to you live on Quack House Radio on the World Wide Web at quackhouseradio.net.
Now, how does your name?
My name is
Will you repeat that, please?
L.D. Arnold.
And how old are you?
25.
Are you from Florida? What state are you from?
Georgia.
Georgia. How long have you been in Florida?
3 years.
And what is your name?
S.P. Taylor.
And how old are you, Taylor?
46.
Are you from Florida?
Yes, sir.
All your life you've been living in Florida?
Yes, sir.
And what is your name?
Doc Choi.
What's that again?
Doc Choi.
Doc Choi. How old are you, Doc?
34.
34. Now, you're from Florida?
Yes.
You're from Florida. What is the name of your quartet? Do you have a name?
Dixie Harmony 4.
Dixie Harmony 4. Where do you sing?
We sing from church to church, all over town.
I see. Besides the churches, do you sing for dances or anything of that sort, or just the church?
It's parties.
Parties and church. I see. What is the name of the song you're going to sing for us now?
Poor Stranger Blues.
Poor Stranger Blues.
Yes.
Can you tell me where this song started?
Well, I just happened to be around from town to town. One sawmill to the other. Just sit around the fire and listen to them sing it in the jerk.
The word jerk, can you tell me where that came from? We've been looking for that a long time.
Just million colored people give them dance all, you know.
I see. Does it have to have beer or liquor there, or just in the dance hall?
Well, they have almost anything as a jerk.
Do you know how long the word has been used? Is it just the younger people or the old timers know it?
Well, it's been around ever since I can remember.
Ever since you can remember. Any of you other boys heard your grandparents, anything like that, use the word jerk?
Yeah, they used to call them festival halls.
Festival halls. The same place as jerks now used to be festival halls.
They put it in a chain song.
I see. But have any of you heard the old people use the word jerk?
Yes, I have.
You've heard them?
Yes.
How long ago do you think they were using the word jerk?
I don't know, sir. I've used it all my life.
All your life you've heard it. Do you think it started at Turpentine camps, or do you think it just came up all over the state?
I believe it started at sawmills.
Sawmills. I wonder back in plantation days if they had jerks. I don't guess you've heard anybody say, have you?
No.
Well, thank you for your information about juke, then. As I understand it, a juke joint is a small building where you can usually dance and buy something to drink. Is that right?
Yes.
That's fine. Thank you. About the song again, will you give the title once more, please?
Poor Stranger Blues.
Poor Stranger Blues. And it just originated at various camps and was built up in various sawmills in this part of the state. Is that right?
Yes.
Will you tell me now where you heard this song, Poor Stranger Blues? What communities, what cities in this part of the state have you heard it in?
Perry, Florida, Suwanee County, and...
What are some of the sawmills? You say you heard it at different sawmills? And
I hear Button and Swat. And Juke Fabler called it Interstate Juke.
Interstate Juke. Are there any other juke names such as that?
Not no more than Darling Park. It's called that Darling Park Juke.
Darling Parks. Where is that juke?
That's Darling Park, Florida.
Darling Park. What, do you have any other strange, unusual names for jukes that you call them? When you say you're going there, instead of calling them by their right name, do you have any other names for some jerks in this neighborhood?
And some people call them barrooms.
Barrooms, I see.
But a jerk is a little different from a barroom. A jerk's mostly an outlaw place. Don't nothing go there but outlaw people. People don't care nothing for themselves.
I see. Are there women in jerks, usually?
Yes.
They're usually women there?
Yes.
I see. Women work there, or they're having a good time?
Yes, they're having a good time.
I see.
May I interrupt just a minute? I understand that right down here in Cross City, we're very close to the Suwanee River. In fact, we're more right in the heart of. In fact, we're more right in the heart of. In fact, we're more right in the heart of. Dixie Land, and I understand this is the, what's the name of your chorus now?
Dixie Harmony 4.
Huh?
Dixie Harmony 4.
Dixie Harmony 4,
that was some commentary on Jukes in 1939, recorded in a Florida turpentine camp. Actually, Juk, J-O-O-K, is an African word, and it just means a place to congregate. It has nothing to do with alcohol or music. Here's Pinetop Smith and his guitar. Applejack Boogie, take one.
Thank you. man feeds the meat.
That was Vance Dixon and his pencils doing Meat Man Pete. You've been listening to Duck's House Live, and we've got time for one more track. Take this set out. We're going to listen to Ozella Jones from 1936 sing I've Been a Bad, Bad Girl.
Someone worried to take my life. Just please don't kill me. I won't be bad no more. Just please don't kill me. I won't be bad no more. I listen to everybody. Something I never done before. Now I'm so sorry. Even the day I was born. Now I'm so sorry. Even the day I was born. I wanna say to all you bad fellas that you are in the wrong. I'm sitting here in prison with my black cap on. I'm sitting here in prison with my black cap on. But I remember this even when I'm gone. Not so sorry, even the day I was born. Not so sorry, even the day I was born. I wanna say to all you bad fellas that you are in the wrong.
Thanks for listening.